Now, we're going to check out a young man who's heading off to represent this country in rallying. Mount Compass Rally driver Guy Taylor is about to embark on the trip of a lifetime. He's been selected out of hundreds of applicants to drive in the Junior British Rally Car Championships, and he's leaving Australia on February the 27th. His navigator, Steve Fisher, and his partner, Evangeline McCallan, will be going with him. 891's online reporter, Brett Williamson, caught up with Guy to find out how the big break is for him and what he had to do to make his dream come true.
Ever since I was young, I know that's what I knew what I wanted to do, was become a racing driver, I guess. So I've always just worked as much as I could to try and get the money to do as much as I could.
From a childhood point of view, it's probably every boy's dream to become a race car driver. Yeah. How much work is it?
Lots. Yeah. There's a lot of other younger drivers in Australia too, really talented guys. Because it's a very quick rise in Australia, I guess. You go from club level to state level to national level. Everybody's talking you up, and it kind of stops. And, yeah, that's the kind of decision we've had to make to keep on going with it. But it is a heck of a lot of work. You've got to just dedicate your whole life to it, really. It's not, people describe it as not a hobby but a lifestyle.
It's almost an obsession, yeah. I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Part of the decision that you've made to take up the British Rally Championship offer is to sell your race car. How tough was that?
Yeah, pretty hard. We had a lot of success with it. So that was a Mitsubishi Evo 5. I only owned it for about a year, but won three out of the five events we contested. So that was really hard, letting it go.
You said that before, that there's a quick rise through the Australian rally levels. Mm. How big of a jump is it from Australia to Britain?
Big in terms of money, I guess. Not only because obviously we have to, being an Australian, you have to go across there to find somewhere to live, but because the classes of cars they run are more expensive and they just spend more money, so you have to spend more money to keep up, and they run more rounds as well because people can afford to do it. So it's just a lot of little stuff that adds up over there, and just a lot of people with money that are spending it, and you know, if you want to be any hope, you have to spend as much as you can.
With that in mind, then, how important was it for you to get this offer that you just accepted?
Very, because the British Rally Championship Junior Series has a cut-off age of 26. I'm 26 this year, so really this was the only opportunity I had to do it. Really, yeah, it was now or never. I've been racing the Australian Championship for 5-6 years now, and, you know, I love it. It's great. It's good events, good fun, good people, but at the end there's no career in it. And you have to move over to Europe to be able to do that.
So tell me a bit about the slot that you've got. What kind of car you're driving? What team you're racing for?
I'm racing for Major Motorsport in the UK and racing a Ford Fiesta R2. It's a 1600cc, you know, bigger brakes, big roll cage, sequential gearbox, which is really cool.
Is that a first for you?
Yeah. It's pretty exciting. It's probably worth more than most of my race cars were outright, just in the gearbox.
The actual Fiesta itself, have you driven one of those before?
No.
So this is a brand new experience for you. You're standing here in brand new race gear, brand new car. You must be almost ready to jump out of your skin.
Yeah, it's hard to get excited, I guess, just because there's so much work to put in, and we're not there. Once I get in front of the car, it's going to become all a bit real, and I don't know what my reaction's going to be.
I'm sure it'll turn pretty exciting then, though.
But yeah, the car's also left-hand drive. So that'll take a little bit of guessing, getting used to, but we are having a bit of a test before the rally.
How did you get this opportunity?
Major Motorsport got involved with Vauxhall when they put out a driver application to drive their Vauxhall cars in the British Junior Rally Championship this year. They put out this application, which no one ever does. It's kind of weird. And, you know, they just wanted to see who they could get. And we just put in an application. We actually did a video for it, sent them that, and they really, really liked it. We went above and beyond, just filling in the form. And even though they knew, we determined that didn't quite have the money to do that program, that they still wanted me over there to have a go and show them what I could do. And that eventually led to driving this Ford with the same team. It's just a bit cheaper car. We're only doing 5 out of the 7 rounds, so it's a bit cheaper again.
Do you have any idea of how many other drivers applied for the same seat?
Yeah, there was a couple of hundred, I know, that was for the first application, and then they narrowed it down to about 40, and then they narrowed it down to 6.
What was it feeling like when you got the email or the phone call to say you were in out of a couple of hundred?
Well, it was pretty awesome to be part of the first shortlisting that they did. We actually got the email to say, you know, you can come over to the UK for the test drive on Christmas morning. It was pretty unreal. We'd be waiting for a few weeks, and I'm like, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, the last time you'd expect it, and we're like, oh, okay, cool. And so then we spent the next couple of days seeing all our family, telling everybody, which was all pretty awesome.
And Christmas would have been trashed by then, because nothing you opened up under the tree would have been.
Yeah.
As an opportunity for a driver, what's this going to mean to you?
Oh, it's everything, really. I've been trying everything I can to try and get something happening here in Australia throughout my career, and it's just not happening. But this is huge. Could lead to anything, really. I mean, ultimately, we're just paying a lot of money to drive a car over there, and that's what it looks like on the outside. But I believe that anything can happen, and this is what I want
to
do.
So this is basically your chance to put your foot in the door to make a good impression. If the next five races go well, what are the hopes and dreams after that?
I'd hope to use the money, prize money that we get, to hopefully enter the World Junior Rally Championship. We need a lot more sponsorship and to cover the costs. But then that offers another huge prize of driving in the second tier World Rally Championship, pretty much driving World Rally cars. And then you never know, like, people have been picked up from that series to drive in World Rally cars and getting paid for it. And that's my ultimate dream, and that's what I want to do.
Paid for what you love doing. That's great. Well done to him. That's Guy Tyler from Mount Compass there. Brett Williamson with that report. And talk about people who get paid.